Page 82. Cross-curricular focus. Traditional schools in Britain. Public schools in England have got a long history and an excellent academic reputation. Originally, they were all boarding schools, which means the students lived at the school, and for many years, only males could attend public schools. Surprisingly, in Britain, a public school is actually a private school. The term public was first used by Eton, one of Britain's most famous schools. It meant that the school was open to the public if they could afford it. Public schools weren't like religious schools, which you could attend only if you came from a certain religious or occupational background. The new wealthy industrialists and middle class in the 19th century wanted to send their sons to public schools in order to prepare them for important jobs in the government and army. They also knew that their sons would become friends with classmates who were likely to become powerful leaders in the future. For example, by 2016, Eton College alone had educated 19 of Britain's prime ministers. Nowadays, most public schools allow day students, and many have female students as well as male. Many public schools select their students according to their academic ability, not only their parents' ability to pay tuition fees. Public schools are very expensive indeed. Sometimes students are selected because of their family connection to the school. It's quite usual for generations of children from the same family to go to the same public school as part of family tradition.